It's the local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host today. And my guest today, Rick from the Jerseyville Pawn Shop. Welcome, Rick.
Thanks for having me back, Chris.
Yes, I had you back. When we first started doing this spotlight show, it was about a year ago. Had you in.
Yes.
And we talked some stuff. And now I'm having you in. I wanted to have you back in because gold is at an all-time high. It's like crazy, you know. Before we get to talking about gold and how people need to check out their jewelry drawers or whatever they got laying around that's broken and go ahead and bring it down to you so you can buy it and they can make some quick cash. Before we get to that, a little bit history about yourself. Now, you've been in the pawn shop business for how many years?
25 years now.
25 years. All right. Now, the pawn shop business, I mean, I've got to know the pawn shop business since you've been here in town for sure. But the pawn shop business can have a kind of a, you know, people kind of pawn shop business, like it has a bad name or something. But that's kind of how'd that come about or what's the deal on that?
It's actually an unrealistic stereotype, probably more perpetrated by Hollywood through the years.
Yeah. Okay. Just the movies.
You know. Right. You know, if there's a shady part of town, the pawn shop's in it.
Yeah. Makes for a good story.
Right. Yeah.
In the pawn shop business, it's kind of like a bank, right? I mean,
yes, actually we share the same license as any bank does.
Yeah. So people that maybe need some money and, you know, they need some money. Maybe they need some money. Like what do you find your customers, a lot of your customers come in and they got stuff sitting around, you know, that they're not making it. They can't work and they sell it at, you know, they can bring it into you and pawn it to have some cash and then get it back. Or, they could actually sell it to you. Which do you do more of, them actually selling things to you or pawning things?
Probably people just actually sell more things.
Yeah.
You know, they possibly get a new TV and want to sell the old TV. They're cleaning out their house. They don't really need stuff anymore. Possibly there's a death in the family and they'd like to liquidate the assets.
I see. It just seems like and you got a lot of stuff in there. Got all kinds of things.
Yeah, one thing I always say is it's easier to buy it than it is to sell it.
I mean, what are some of your big items that people come into? What do they like to buy at your store?
We do a lot on video games, video game systems, musical instruments, tools, collectibles. We're pretty diverse on our merchandise selection.
Oh, video games. Why are people bringing in video games? What happens that they become an item that people bring into the shop?
Well, a lot of times people play them and they beat them and solve them and then they want to sell them or trade for other video games.
Okay. And how about with musical instruments? You know, I was in there the other day. Man, you had all kinds of guitars in there, you know.
Yes, you know, everybody wants to be a guitar player and, you know, 2 out of 10 possibly stick with it. And then a lot of times they'll sell their musical instruments pretty quick after that.
Any other musical instruments that are popular at the shop?
Mainly guitars. I mean, they're definitely the kingpin. You know, there's one bass player, one drummer for every 20 guys that want to play the guitar.
Oh, so you have some drum sets as well?
Every once in a while we get them in, yes.
Yeah. Any horns or anything like that?
Yes, we do have, you know, bugles and clarinets and stuff like that. The demand for them is really around the time school starts for band.
And I know I've came in and bought a lot of tools over the years, you know, and you've got some, you know, really nice power tools or hand tools. You got quite a collection. Is it just me or is there a lot of people coming in for tools?
No, that's pretty much a mainstream of the business is tools.
Yeah. Look, what What types of tools do you have? What do you cover?
We try to stay mainly with more name brands like DeWalt, Milwaukee, Snap-on, and so forth. We try to stay away from the lower-level generic tools.
Okay. Why are people bringing in their tools? Because they don't want to work anymore? Or what? What's are they getting new tools? Is that it?
Yeah, I can't really, you know, speak to the reasoning behind why they do it. Just every situation has its own individualized story.
And you got some, and you get a lot of collectibles in.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the different types of collectible items that you have at your store.
Well, we do really good on beer memorabilia, especially things people can hang on their walls and put in their man cave. And Harley Davidson collectibles we do really good on.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, everybody loves Harley Davidson collectibles.
Oh, yeah, made in America. They love those. So, like, what kind? Like, you got any leather jackets?
Yes, we have a few leather Harley Davidson jackets.
And just pictures and or what? What other kind of stuff you have?
It kind of runs the gambit. I mean, Harley Davidson and beer memorabilia is just so broad of a category. You name it, and they've produced some kind of a collectible that, you know, has their name brand on it.
And you got coins.
Yes, right? Coins. We do really good with coins. Big following on coins.
Yeah. And is a lot of the things that people bring in, is it like, maybe somebody passes away, you know, and they have all these items, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, and it's like the kids have it and like, well, what are we going to do with it? You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Coin collection, these Harley Davidson collections, you know, all this different items that, is that kind of way it happens a lot?
Yes.
Yeah. So, jewelry. Now, how about jewelry? What kind of jewelry are you?
We do the gold jewelry and we do the silver jewelry.
Uh-huh. Like what kinds, though? Rings, necklaces, what do you got?
Yes, rings, earrings, necklaces, bracelets, charms, pretty much any piece of jewelry we deal in.
Is it this jewelry, is it new jewelry? Is it old jewelry? Antique jewelry? What kind?
It's usually pre-owned. We do get a little bit of antique jewelry, but usually it's just pre-owned modern jewelry.
Okay. Well, in the jewelry category, hey, if you're just joining us, I have with me Rick from the Jerseyville Pawn Shop. We're talking about all the different things that goes on there at the pawn shop. Oh, one other thing before we get into jewelry, you actually you have a storage facility underneath the pawn shop. Tell us about that.
Yes, we're offering storage for vehicles. It's $50 a month. It is secured storage. We have a burglar alarm on it.
Climate controlled, I understand.
Yes, climate controlled.
And also motorcycles?
Yes, motorcycles, cars, any kind of vehicle.
Yeah. You know, like if somebody, the thing that I like about that idea is, sometimes I know at one point in time I had a kind of a classic convertible, you know, and it was in my garage and my kids were young and, you know, they scrape a bicycle down. I didn't drive it that much, but it would be nice to have a nice place to store your precious vehicle, you know, when you need it, you could have it, or it can accumulate in price, you know, and then when you want to sell it, you could bring it out and sell it. But it keeps it nice and safe, you know, and away from all the
elements.
Yeah, all the elements. And it's climate controlled, which is big for motorcycles. And
right.
Yeah. So we're into the gold and silver. Gold is at an all-time high. What's your history with precious metals as far as gold and silver Is there any other precious metals like gold and silver you deal with, like platinum? Or
yeah, there's platinum and rhodium and a few other ones, but you know, the mainstream precious metals that encompass 90% of the transactions are gold and silver.
Now, gold is an all-time high, and silver is not. It's very respectable, but it's not up there.
Right. It don't hit the high of $50 of 2011.
Okay. All right. Well, tell us about your experience in gold and silver.
Well, I mean, precious metals probably first caught my eye in 1979. I was probably a teenager. There was a couple brothers called the Hunt Brothers, and they tried to corner the silver market.
Yeah.
And they drove the price up to $50 an ounce, but it soon crashed to $10 an ounce shortly thereafter, resulting in the Hunt Brothers losing $1.7 billion.
Oh.
And we're talking 1979, so that's probably the equivalency of $6 billion today.
Right, and not that long ago. So they just bought it all up.
Or was just... Yeah, they were trying to corner the market. Everybody tried to jump on the bandwagon, and then, boom, it crashed right after that. And...
Uh-huh.
But at the time, I can remember it was like silver mania. I mean, people were just going nuts on, you know, trying to dig up silver anywhere and everywhere
right.
they could. And,
yeah, make some quick dollars.
And they had, you know, people were lined up around the gold buyers at the time. So that kind of introduced me to precious metal, all the hype surrounding that situation.
Hey, what does the term spot price mean?
Spot price. Okay, so spot price is what gold and silver is bought and sold for at the moment of the transaction. It's not what you paid for it yesterday. It's not what you think it might be worth tomorrow. And so the spot price constantly changes from the moments the market open until they close.
Does it, and it can change throughout the course of the day.
It changes every
second. Just like the stock market.
Every second, exactly right, because gold's a commodity. It's just like corn, cattle, or oil. It's just constantly going up, constantly going down.
Ah, okay. Is there any other things you want to mention before I mention spot prices or anything else you want to talk about?
Well, see, I've bought and sold precious metals for the last 25 years. When I started in the pawn business, gold was around $270 an ounce.
When was that? When did you start?
Around 2000.
Okay. You've been in 25 years.
Flew by.
Yeah.
Silver was around $5 an ounce. And, I mean, the price pretty much held steady till about 2011. And that's when gold shot up to about $1,900 an ounce, and silver was around 50. I don't think it hit 50, but it was real close. Now, that was about the time of, you probably remember yourself, and your listeners probably remember, but all the cash for gold commercials that just dominated TV at the time.
And there's still a lot of that today. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But then, you know, shortly right after that, it crashed again. You know, it went way down, and then around 2020, when the uncertainty gripped the nation, you know, with COVID and the George Floyd riots, and it just started shooting back up to the moon, and it's
never just kept going.
Well, huh? It always goes up and down a little bit, but it just went up to 3,500 at this point.
3,500 an ounce?
It was about 2 days ago. I think it dropped to about 3,250.
Okay.
As we speak.
Yeah. And compared to 20 years ago, what was gold an ounce? Just roughly.
Well, when I started, it was roughly $270 an ounce.
Okay.
So somebody that put, you know, $10,000 in the gold 25 years ago would have seen their profits, you know, tenfold.
Yeah. Now, what's the difference between, we talk about bullion and karat gold? You know, explain that to me.
Okay, so there's really, you know, two types of gold. There's bullion gold, and that would be gold in the purest form. You know, it's 999 pure fine gold or silver.
Now, is this what they would have at Fort Knox?
Yes, or your bars that you see on TV, that would be bullion gold.
Okay, bullion. Now, do people buy bullion? Do they can buy it and put it in their safe and keep it?
Yes, you usually buy bullion for a little bit over spot price is how it's usually sold.
Okay.
And that's how the dealers make their money on it.
Yeah, I can understand that.
But, you know, bullion usually comes in, you know, usually bars or coin form. And then they'll be in certain weight, like a tenth of an ounce, half of an ounce. Now, the value of the bullion is always determined by the spot price.
Okay. How about the carat? What's the carat mean?
Okay, so the carat, that's the type of gold that they make jewelry out of.
Yeah. Oh. So, okay, so there's a difference.
Yes, yes. So with carat gold, you know, the common marks are 10 carat, 14 carat, 18
right,
carat.
Right. What's the difference? What, explain that.
Okay, so 10 carat would be actually 41.7 actual gold, and then the rest would be alloys that they mix in it to keep the gold hard.
Yeah.
Because they never make jewelry out of solid gold because it's too soft. It will bend. Oh, so you have to add alloys to it.
Okay. So you have 10 carat, 14 carat,
and 18 carat.
And of course, the more carat, the more it's worth.
Exactly.
The less alloys.
Right. The higher the carat, the higher the gold value.
I heard of something, and I'm just going to ask you about it. What's this gold scam at the gas stations? What is that?
Okay, that's a good question because, you know, I kind of average about two people a year that will come in with this fake gold that they bought from the gas station.
Oh, no.
Or, you know, walking in the Walmart or wherever, the con man's going to stalk his victim.
Oh, somebody not at the gas, I mean, like standing outside the gas station.
Yeah.
Or standing outside of places. And they go, hey, you want to buy some gold or out on the street? Which I know that happens.
Well, they start to scam out with a hard luck story.
Okay.
And a lot of
all right.
Yeah, and a lot of times they'll even have kids as props to kind of lend sympathy to the story.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, people that do this, they don't really have much moral compass as far as using their kids to con somebody out of...
Oh, shoot. So you have people come in and fell for this con, bring it into you, and then you go, it's worthless.
It's always the same necklace and the same ring every time.
It is?
Yeah, and it's always marked 18 karat gold, which is really the first red flag because 18 karat gold jewelry is this rarer. You don't really see much of it, but 18 karat gold dominates the counterfeit market. Most of the counterfeit's going to be stamped 18 karat.
Ah, okay. I got you. And it's not, but it's stamped that.
Right. And, you know, a lot of times the victim, they genuinely want to help them because, you know, they're good-natured people, and some think they're just getting a good deal on gold jewelry at the time. But in any event, it's always fake, and they're out their money.
So, but this doesn't happen like in jewelry stores or department stores. No way. But it's just other people out on the streets that are doing this.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Does it happen around here?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I get two of them in a year on an average that bring it in. You know, and reality hits them when I'm telling them that it's fake gold.
How do you tell the difference?
That's pretty obvious. I mean, that stuff's really easy.
Oh, okay.
For me, because I know what I'm doing. But
do you... I mean, by the weight, you got a scale or something, or eyeball it? I mean, how do you physically tell the difference in gold?
I mean, the gas station gold they've been bringing in, it's really simple to look at. I can take one look at that and just know instantly.
Okay. How about diamonds? How do you tell the difference on diamonds? You know, there could be fake diamonds and real diamonds.
Well, there's always been fake diamonds, and there's always been real diamonds, but now they're out with, they have these lab-created diamonds that's come out a few years ago, and they actually can pass the diamond detector test. So you got to be really careful with these, with your diamonds.
But I've seen you use this little...
loop.
A little magnifying glass you put on your eye, and you can tell. And from that, what are you looking for when you look through that? Because I see people in the movies, I see people bring them out.
But. Really inclusions and things that up until the lab created diamonds come out, couldn't really be reproduced. But now with these lab created diamonds, I mean, they're making them to where they're hard to tell now at this point.
But you can tell. You can tell the difference.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So what are you buying? What are you paying for gold? I know what changes, but if you were right now, if you were to buy it, what would you be buying it for?
We stick about 65-70% of spot price, which is very competitive.
Okay. Which, and you say right now, what would spot price be? Like the same $3,500 an ounce or around that?
Today I think it's $3,200 an ounce, $3,250, yeah, something like that.
So, typically, you know, broken, you know, gold, necklaces, rings, etc. That can add up.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's crazy right now. I'm when I pay the money, I'm like, wow, I'm really giving $180 for that little thing, you know, because it just don't take nothing right now to walk in and walk out with a couple $100.
Isn't that crazy?
Right.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we've ran out of time here with Rick today. And any last words of info that you want to share with our listeners?
I just like to warn everybody to be careful. If you don't know what you're doing, there's a high probability you could be buying something fake. And watch out for them gas station scammers.
Well, you're always around. They could bring something in, have you look at it, and you could tell them.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're unsure, you bring it up. No obligation to sell it. We'll just help you and tell you what you have. No problem.
Well, Rick from the Jerseyville Pawn Shop, thanks so much for coming in, and we'll see you out there.
Okay, Chris, thanks for having me back again. I just wanted to bring up congratulations on the amazing job you did with this radio station here.
Oh, well, thanks, Rick.
I mean, when you told me you were going to open this up, I really had my doubts. I'm like, what do you know about a radio station? But you have done wonders with this thing, so congratulations.
Well, thanks, Rick. I appreciate that. You take care.
Okay, you too, Chris.